everyone. Welcome back to McKenna-Man!
Woo! The podcast that recaps Drag Race franchises, especially Drag Race Philippines, from a Pinoy queer superfan lens. Kasi Becca naman pwede, di ba?
Yes, and you know, we've got a jam-packed episode for y'all this week.
So many things had happened.
So of course, inassess namin ni Mick Chanel. How do we make sure na itong episode na to really like pushes the commentary, our thoughts and feelings without having to be so redundant na nakita na natin sa episodes and all that. So we're going to explore a different format which I will talk more about later. But we do have a very juicy, meaty, exciting interview with Hannah Beshi.
Yes, we do.
We just finished recording it. And Mick Chanel, anong masasabi mo sa ginawa nating interview?
You know what? She's had 2 episodes so far, but Hannah has already had such a substantial run on Drag Race. We got to talk about her, you know, her storyline with her relationship with her parents and her doing drag. We got to talk about things from her point of view, and we also got to talk about her CDO sisters, her CDO family, the CDO drag scene. It's all very exciting, but you'll have to wait till the end to hear all of that.
Correct. So before we get into the recap for this week, we do want to thank our sponsors, Issy & Co. and Levi's for this week, lalo na po sa viewing party namin, na marami nagsabi, was quite epic. Yung editor lang naman po ng Mega Dragon nagsabi na it was probably the best night. So high praise sa amin.
Correct. Yeah. And of course, because of that, shout out of course to our media partners as well. And of course, Mega Drag, love you, Jujin. We love seeing you at our shows every week. We also have Inquirer and Preen and GME News Online.
Correct. So marami pong salamat sa aming mga media partners. Okay, so we are now going to get into this week's recap. So just to mix things up, what we're going to do is actually analyze the edit of each and every contestant left or that was present noong episode 3. We talk about how they were portrayed. We talk about the type of character na nakikita natin sa kanila, yung competence nila, paano din i-display sa show. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about that because, yeah, para siyang Meet the Queens Part 2 after having 3 episodes under our belt.
Well, technically, 2 for each of them. 2 for each. Rather than, you know, belaboring the point and trying to bullet point every story beat that was discussed in the main episode in Untucked kasi sobrang dami. Let's, you know, let's spice things up. Let's talk about them from a reality TV show character standpoint, from a competition standpoint, para, alam mo yun, we become well-informed and critical audience members.
Well, wow. So up first, we have Tiny Deluxe. You know, Tiny sashayed away, but I think Tiny made such a strong impact. And I think Tiny also had the luxury of being part of episode 1. So nagkaroon siya ng slightly longer runway to be able to just, you know, raise yung profile nila sa drag.
Yes. Actually, I think Tiny had a really good showing in this episode. In my opinion, Tiny had like the best portrayals on top. Tiny was shown to be very understanding of the situation between Kat-Kat and Jade. Tiny was shown to, you know, be very empathic of Jade, coming to her to comfort her when she was having her moment backstage. Also during the episode, she had a lot of confessional time. Alam mo yun? So for the 2-episode run that she got, I think Tiny was able to show a lot of herself and a lot of parang aabangan pa ng mga tao from her. I think she was able to make the most out of her time to become a quite relatable and arguably like lovable character on this show for the 2 episodes that she was in. So that's great for her.
Yes, and I think yung naging story or naging arc ni Tiny sa 2.5 episodes is basically bago siya sa drag. There's a lot of potential. Medyo short-lived, but I think medyo lip-sync assassin levels yung pinakita niya nung episode 1. It just so happened na yung nakasabay niya sa lip-sync nung episode 3 is sobrang seasoned in Hinog.
kung si Tiny lip-sync assassin yung isa lip-sync serial killer.
Correct. Ganun po. So, ganun yung nangyari. Which was nice. I think what viewers will be able to take away from it is parang, oh, here is someone who will probably hear more of in the years to come. Especially if kaya niya na maging Rugirl in such a short amount of time. The technical background of being a singer, of being a makeup artist, nandun na. So, everyone is probably excited to see how it all comes together with just more time.
Yes, and syempre meron pa nga siyang meron pa nga siyang parinig about the universe.
Correct.
So, who knows, maybe we'll see her on another reality show sa Mini Miss You. Charot.
Mm-hmm. Up next, we have Matilda na nakakatuwa kasi meron na siyang sarili niyang pageant ngayon dahil binansagan na po siyang Mini Challenge Slayer.
Correct. Ano na siya, from Miss Photogenic to... Ano yung nasa IG post niya ngayon?
Miss Newspaper Dance ba or something? Miss Lola?
Miss Newspaper Dance.
Oo. So, nakakatuwa kasi, to be fair, sobrang daming nangyari sa episode na to.
Yes.
That of course, some people are left with less airtime. But buti na lang, kahit ganun, nakakuha pa rin ng branding opportunity si Matilda by beating Miss Jade so sa final round ng Newspaper Dance.
Correct. And also, of course, Matilda had that moment with... You know, that shared moment with Hannah Beshi where they were able to talk about their family backgrounds. I think Matilda was able to, again, I really like that story between the two of them kasi Matilda naman was able to talk about, you know, that background of coming from like a conservative school and getting outed to their parents. I think that's another quite familiar story to queer Filipinos. And, you know, also knowing Matilda personally, it was one of the things that she went into Drag Race really carrying, parang something na was important for her to be able to discuss on the show. And it's great that she was able to bring that out on this episode. I think that just makes her a more compelling character to watch for the next few episodes. Alam mo yung parang, aside from being just like a very strong, hyper-energy presence in the workroom, medyo ano siya eh, quiet person kasi talaga si Matilda, and it's nice that we get these more intimate moments with her.
Correct. And I think in terms of like the competence of it all, I think Matilda's well-roundedness and versatility is in great display. Pinakita na siya yung pinaka, quite possibly the dancerous-est out of the
yes.
out of the group. That verse was very impressive nung Boogs. That runway, a lot of people said na it was wrongfully critiqued and it deserved a higher placement. And then we're also shown that Matilda can design and that Matilda has a great sense of humor with that Dabarkads line.
Correct.
Doon sa Lola look. And then nung tinawag niya si Tiny Deluxe na Candy Muse. I think we're being shown like a pretty accurate picture in terms of why someone can actually be excited about Matilda.
Pati nga yung sa ano yung pagpili niya ng pairs for the challenge, it showed a lot of parang care but also like a bit of shadiness. So, pinagpartner niya yung mga people na, of course, you know, she and Ovi were friends outside of the show. So, pinili niya si Ovi because they're good friends. Pinag-pair niya yung mga people that she think would have good chemistry, like Bernie and Jade, like Tiny and Hannah. Pero meron rin siya ng producer mindset na, ay, pagsamahin natin si Kat-Kat and Didi. Alam mo yun, she's very, like, well-rounded, not just as a competitor, but I think as a person, it's giving very dimensions.
Correct. And actually, if we just take a look at the evidence in front of us, if it's good to not peak too soon sa Drag Race, I think Matilda's in a great position to just maybe hopefully bag a win in the next episode or two and then take it all the way to the end. So I think pretty strong edit so far. Tama lang.
Next up, we have, alam mo, it's kind of going under people's radars, but I saw, alam mo yung mga power rankings online, nakita ko, Didi actually is tied with Jade as top of the pack right now.
Oh, wow!
Kasi Didi has consistent high placements for both her episodes.
Mm-hmm. She also has consistent shady placements. Charit.
I think Didi is quite polarizing still.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, you know, there's that perspective. I think people can look at her, in this episode specifically, I think people can look at her in one of two ways. Either you see her as a victim, in air quotes, parang, you know, she shared her quite tumultuous and traumatic working history with Kat Kat. Her feelings about that, the body shaming that she went through, which is all, you know, all, these are all valid as well. But at the same time, some people, I guess, choose to see her as a little bit of a pot stirrer with what went down in Untucked with her, Verushka, Jade, and Kat Kat. So, alam mo yun, parang, again, Drag Race, I think Drag Race Philippines is doing a very good job of consciously making each person a complex character. Hindi pwedeng, this person is hateable, this person is lovable. Parang they're showing the best that they can in the like 1 hour edits each week. They're trying the best that they can to make each person complex, to show every side to each story.
Correct. I think with Didi as a character, we're being told that she clearly has a vendetta against Kat Kat. And I feel like we're only starting to see the start of where this is all coming from or how this all ends. Now, as a drag queen, I think buti na lang nakita natin sa design challenge na parang the vision is there, the ability to execute a vision is also there, which is really good. It's nice that you brought up na in terms of the power rankings online, Didi and Jade are actually tied, because I wouldn't have known that, because for me, I feel like nakukulangan pa ako sa moments ni Didi for showing yung competence niya in drag, because right now, every time we get a confessional from Didi, it's always about
someone else.
Someone else. Diba?
Wala pa tayong Didi airtime.
Correct. When sayang, dahil ang ganda ng design na binigay niya sa episode 3, if ang nakuha natin confessional was the thought process, the inspiration, the editing that went into it, I think we would be talking about something different na mas nagagrasp natin na, okay, ito yung aesthetic, ganito mag-execute si Didi. Of course, when I say competence here, I'm not saying they're incompetent. We're saying, based on the episodes that we're seeing, how are they portrayed in terms of the skill set, the talent, how good are they in terms of yung awareness nila na gaano ba sila kagaling when it comes to design or to comedy or all that. So, that's what we mean when we say competence.
We're talking about these queens not as who they are as people, not as who we know them outside of the show, but we're trying to dissect and ano, parang deep dive into what the show has shown us of each queen so far. Of these queens as, in ya, reality TV show characters and reality competition contestants.
Yes, and I mean, Didi was in our viewing party a few days ago. Baby, she gave the millennials the Britney medley they never thought they needed. Diba?
And honestly, she had so much airtime in the episode. It was great to have her in this episode specifically kasi she seemed like she was having, parang nag-e-enjoy siyang panoorin yung sarili niya and like, you know, just remembering the things that she said in the confessional. Parang, she was also it looked to me like she was enjoying kasi she was also surprising herself from what she's being shown of her time on the show on this episode.
Correct. Up next, I think if there's someone na undeniably at in full display yung competence niya as a drag queen, I think it really is Arizona Brandy. I mean, winning the first challenge basically showed na she's a terrific performer. She can write a verse. She has a great grasp of her brand that she can write into a song but also can be in full display in the main stage every time meron siyang dialogue with the judges, because that is also part of branding, diba? It's one thing to tell us that you're funny, you're this bitch, but when you relate to other people, do they react the same way? I think kita natin yon kay Arizona. We saw that she has impeccable taste when it comes to looks, because that orange look sa first episode, the Dreamcatcher one, was still very good. I think we're shown na ang kanyang Achilles heel is maybe, I don't know if it's sewing or time management. I'm not really sure.
I wouldn't even call it that kasi I don't think she put out a bad look. I don't think the look was bad by any means. Actually, for majority, if not everyone in this cast, walang tapon sa design challenge. Let me say that again, walang tapon sa design challenge. So, alam mo yon, walang trash dito. But yeah, I don't think what she did was bad. It was really just a matter of, you know, comparison. The judging was on a whodunit better situation. And, you know, of course, the person that she was competing against for her category, which is birthday, Verushka had just a lot more going on. I think Arizona took a bit more of a minimalist approach. She went monochromatic. She focused in on the silhouette rather than adding more and more and more details. And also, in contrast to Didi, if Didi is someone who gets a lot of airtime because of her relationships with the other contestants, I think Arizona is on the complete opposite end of the spectrum na I can watch Arizona's Drag Race all day. I want a supercut of all of Arizona's airtime from her, the past two episodes. It's gonna be an interesting show in itself. Alam mo yon, I said it in episode one and I'm just gonna say it again. Arizona, character siya eh. She is her own character. I love watching her, you know, just go through the Drag Race machine in kind of her own bubble, in her own world. And then, she had this amazing moment, you know, just giving her Cubao sisters, her Rapture sisters, the flowers that they deserve. We've done this with her multiple times. Every time she's on our show, we always talk about her representing Cubao drag. But, you know, being able to do this on an international platform to kind of just wake up and shake up the mainstream consciousness of, okay, we have Obar, we have Nektar. And she was really like, no, we also have these other queens that don't get as much exposure as they deserve. Like, I really love her for that. And, you know, when she personally requested to us to bring on Rapture Girls along with her every time she's on our show, and even when she's out on our show, that really endeared me to her kasi grabe yung pagmamahal niya sa local drag scene. Like, that showed me na she's not only doing this for the airtime, she's not only doing this to get on Drag Race, no. She's doing this kasi she loves her sisters. She loves local drag. And ang sincere. Kumbaga, ang sincere lang nung moment na yon. And I love that she got to show that side of her to us. Kasi, you know, the other times she's been on air, it's very kenkoy, very funny, very haha.
Mm-hmm. Ako naman, I think, isa sa biggest achievement ni Arizona nung last episode is that lip sync for your life. I'm sure a lot of people already have Arizona pegged as like part of their final four, and I think it just cemented that because kahit makailang lip sync for your life pa siguro siya, we know that she can probably like wiggle her way out of it because she is just, she has this abundance of creative ideas that will make any kind of lip sync a very compelling watch.
Correct. Like, what? Arizona pulbos pa.
Correct. Ganon. So, very, very, very great edit for Arizona so far. I think that bottom two placement didn't really hurt her because it just showed everyone that she is not to be fucked with in a lip sync for your life.
And if you're gonna be a bottom in any episode, be a bottom in an episode where people argue about the placements. Kasi they were all so good na being in the bottom is kind of just like by default. So it's still not a knock to her track record.
Correct. Speaking of being a bottom by default, lalo na nung premiere episode niya, up next we have Hanabeshi, who I think had a very glorious bounce back episode this week.
Correct. I mean, she gave us an amazing runway moment. She gave us Miss Congeniality in the Untucked by parang trying to mediate for Jade in front of Didi and Verushka. She gave us amazing, amazing backstory which resonated with so many people, myself included. Like, no viewing party, nagpipigil talaga akong umiyak. Kasi, honestly, Hannah is the queen that I've been relating to the most so far on the show. Like, some of these girls are my good friends, but Hannah, you know, being a self-made queen, being parang a person that's shaking up the industry for their part of the map, and that from yung ano palang yung coming out story niya with her mom na she wrote a letter, that was also my method of coming out to my mom. It wasn't the most warm acceptance, which is also the way that it happened with me and my family. It took a while for, like, you'll get to hear it later on in the interview, but it took a while for her mom to, like, fully come to accept her identity and her as a drag person. But now, their mom being, like, a really big cheerleader in their camp. Sobrang nakarelate ako to that story. And just her story na parang, pag sa Pilipinas, pag bakla ka, kailangan excellent ka. Parang, there's that requirement to compensate for your identity as if being gay is any detriment to you. sobrang tumatak yun sa akin, and I'm sure tumatak yun sa sobrang daming viewers. And parang, all I can say is like, thank you to the producers for putting that in. Thank you to Hannah for making that point. Kasi I think that's a very, very important story to tell in the zeitgeist of being a queer Filipino.
Correct. So really just a lot of rich story from Hannah this week. And I think I think right now alam na natin that Hannah is witty, funny, and is always just a big bundle of joy on stage, and I cannot wait to see how she harnesses all these sa Snatch Game when she will need it the most, I think.
And just, sorry, but like, just that runway look.
Uh-huh.
The runway look, it gave us the most, like, of course, between the two of them, it gave us the most fiesta without being, like, too campy or too tongue-in-cheek. Like, there was still, like, an element of fashion. The silhouette, the proportions, the asymmetrical skirt with a freaking ruffled hem. Her eye for fashion is so good. Like, Hannah is such a great contestant on this show right now.
Amen. Up next, we have Bernie, who I think is also in everybody's leaderboards, in everybody's top four dream boards. Again, katulad yan ang sinabi ni Mama Pao, Emmy na lang yung nagkaroon siya ng slip up, because actually hindi naman. It's just that somebody had to wear it worse. I think as a reality TV character, everyone is just loving Bernie's light. I love it that we have a legend who is just a breath of fresh air. I mean, she's so fierce.
Yes, I was about to say.
She's always so fierce and always like ready for the kill every time she's on stage. But sa confessional chair, like you just want her to read like bedtime stories to you, and because she's such a, there's so much warmth in her.
She is so sincere, so unapologetic, so unfiltered. Parang the way that she talks in the confessionals, para kayong nasa inuman, nagkikwentuhan lang.
Ganon.
Ganon yung dating niya. As in, parang, she's not putting it on for the cameras. She's not, parang alam mo yun, when it comes to the way that she portrays herself, walang ere nung, oh, I'm doing things for the cameras, or I'm playing it up for the show. She's just being very genuinely herself. And that runway look, people, you know, if there's chatter online about, you know, Miss Jade being robbed of a win, there's also accompanying chatter na parang they should have just been given a double win as a team. Parang the two of them. Kasi the cohesiveness. And parang it really looked like they worked together than against each other. They complemented each other really well. The looks individually are really, really good. Are very well detailed. Sabi nga ni Jade sa viewing party natin, parang she was red and gold and like Santa as Satan, and then Bernie was green and silver and an angel that's also the Grinch. Parang these are looks that are strong individually, but in their presentation together, especially with that gag na parang nagbatuhan pa sila ng gift, it made the looks even more whimsical and magical than they would have been had they walked the runway separately.
Yeah. And we don't need to know anymore how competent she is, because literally, the judges said last week, Bernie and legend, friends po ang datingan. Bernie and the backup dancers ang datingan kapag katabi mo po si Bernie sa stage. So, very excited as well to see how she does sa Snatch Game next week, because she's witty, she's funny. So, let's see how they channel all that into like an improv type of challenge. Up next, we have Ovi. I think as a reality TV character, we kind of don't need to talk about that anymore, because we've spent the last week was basically our
Ovi show.
The Ovi show, and I think you know she's complex, she's compelling. She's sometimes she contradicts herself, which makes her even more compelling and intriguing. But I do want to talk about how important I think Ovi Kant is in terms of her being on the show. I say this because the fact that they've cast Ovi sa show, which is like the super, people are calling it alternative drag, like super close siya to the other end of the spectrum ng yes. ng compared to the glamazons, the yes. traditional high fashion na may, the, ang pumapasok sa utak ko is like the Marina Summers of this world. Pag naglagay ka ng OV, okay, that means everybody else in between OV's type of drag and Marina's type of drag, they're all valid. That's how significant, that's how important OV is, I think, not just this season, but I think ultimately for the sustainability of Drag Race Philippines.
OV has opened up the discussion for, you know, again, alternative drag styles in the local drag scene. I mean, last year we had, you know, conceptual queens like Silhouette and Eva and Turing who were pushing the boundaries of, you know, glamazon drag a little bit more into like the borders, but OV really is here to open up that discussion. And kumbaga, in my head, OV in Drag Race Philippines is like the winner of season 4 of Drag Race US who shall
correct.
Not be named.
I mean, that's basically the reference I was trying to make without naming the winner of Drag Race season 4.
Yes, and also parang like the milks of season 6, the max of season 7. Parang she's really pushing what we know of Drag Race Philippines based on the first season. And yes, in this episode, that may be quite misunderstood. As you know, when you are kind of like a pioneer of something, there is always that that chance na people won't always immediately get you. But I'm sure in the seasons to come, OV's fashions and runway statements will be referenced and referenced and referenced. Just how, you know, the other like wild cards of fashion on Drag Race US have been in more recent seasons.
Amen. Up next, we have Miss Jade, who has just taken the world by storm. I mean, if we're talking about how important OV is sa Pilipinas for Drag Race Philippines, I think Jade is a big force as well in terms of opening up the Philippines to the global stage, because she is this intersection of all the many pop culture zeitgeist ganaps and energies that we all come to love. She's a meme, she's a vibe, and she is also complex and very artistic and in her feelings, and it's just, and that's why she has 60,000 followers on Instagram now.
Correct. And like, you know, Jade is a really, really good person to put in this cast alongside Ovi, alongside Kat-Kat, alongside Bernie. Kasi we have this like full-on alternative queen in Ovi, and then we have like showgirl, glamazon, trans excellence queens from Kat-Kat and Bernie. And Jade is kind of in the middle of that. So, you know, we know Jade to have these like two personas, which is the Godessa, her like glamazon bitch ready for the runway supermodel attack, and then we also have this who we call her Diabla alter ego, which is like the darker, edgier, more punk, more goth side of her, which she showed a little bit in this runway.
She also has a very zany zodiac side to her.
Correct. So, alam mo yon, Jade is very compelling kasi for someone who is so petite and body beautiful and the face, alam mo yun, parang for how objectively and conventionally beautiful she is, she's not afraid to do other things with her drag than just glamazon.
Amen. And that's why we love her. Of course, our hearts go out to her for what she experienced on Untucked Episode 3. But let us also know that, you know, they filmed that maybe like around 6 months ago. If I'm not mistaken, most of the queens in every season, they really, really take the time to heal and also try yes. to still remember the experience with a lot of fond memories and sisterhood. So let's give them their space. I'd like to think that they... she and Kat-Kat are in a much better place now.
There are so many conversations that have happened in private after filming, before this episode had aired. I'm sure more private conversations will be had from things that, of course, will come up in the confessionals na hindi naman nila alam what the other queens are saying in front of the story writers and producers in their confessional rooms. So I'm pretty sure more conversations in private will happen along that time. siguro the best we can do is kind of give these queens a bit of grace to hash things out with each other outside of the public eye. Kasi these are still people. It's a reality show. We love the drama. We live for it. We live for what they put out on TV. But again, these are still people with feelings that are inevitably going to get hurt or get hurt again as this show airs. And let's give them the grace to just talk it out with each other in private.
Yes. And of course, on the other end of that thing we're referring to is Captivating Kat Kat. Who can I just say? It's just so compelling to watch. And I have to go back to the untucked moment when she said na, Miss Jade was bringing up a point about childhood trauma. And then Kat Kat was courageous enough to also say na, this is why I'm reacting this way because I have my own trauma too. And like, yes. I know I come off too strong. And people always misinterpret me. And I just felt for her at that moment because kagagaling lang niya sa critics, there is this looming threat of her possibly going home, and when she comes back, all of a sudden, parang, what is happening? So I do get why she reacted that way. I would have probably reacted that way, but more than that, I think we're being shown, apart from like what happens sa Untucked, I think in the confessional chair, sa main episode, she is not afraid to fucking go for it, to read a bitch, to provide shady comments. I mean, people always refer to like the first 3 or 4 seasons of Drag Race US as parang it's so unfiltered and candid, and that was its charm. It feels like Kat Kat carries some of that charm, and it's a much needed energy for this cast, I think. Because I think without Kat Kat in the cast, this season will be far less flavorful kung wala po si ating mother Kat Kat.
You know, parang not to say that this is by any means a justification of her as a person or how the audience would love to perceive her as a person outside of the show. But we can't deny the bitch is good TV. I'm not saying that justifies whatever else. I'm just saying truth of the matter is she is really good for this television show right now. She's really good for the storyline. Yes, we are getting a very dimensional character. We get some softer sides to her. I'm pretty sure there will be more intimate moments with Kat Kat in episodes to come. But we're also getting that side of her that's not afraid of confrontation. That, you know, that kind of personality is not everyone's personality. Not everyone is confrontational like that. And that will, of course, rub some people off the wrong way as nakita natin sa Untucked. And I think she's also kind of just running with what is being fed to her. Kasi let's not mince our words. The pot was stirred for that confrontation between her and Jade. The pot was stirred. That was not... You know, that was not a conversation that happened in their own time.
Yeah, the pot was stirred when she didn't even want a home-cooked meal. She wanted to get takeout that night. You get what I'm saying? Parang like...
Gusto niya na French fries, bakit kayo nagsasabaw?
Correct. Ganun. Like, ganun yung analogy sa kanya. But also talk about like the competence of it all. I think we're seeing someone who wants to win and is very vocal about it. And it's nice to see na she's earned the right to say that she wants it and that she probably deserves it because she has done the hard yards. She has, she's done it. She's done maybe more than 100,000 hours
and
of drag.
It's not just doing the work. She's accomplished. Like, people might not know this about her, but she is very much accomplished. She's been lauded for being, you know, for her time at O-Bar. She's been on newspapers, magazines, mainstream TV before Drag Race. She won another drag TV competition. She's been hailed as Village People Publishing's Drag Queen of the Year a few times. Parang this is a queen that has proven so much. And of course, being on this international platform wants to challenge herself to prove so much more. So can we really blame her for being competitive? Like, obviously, she wants to live up to that reputation. She wants to win. Who goes on Drag Race not wanting to win?
Yes. And I think she's not going home anytime soon. So I'm just excited to see how more complex her story is going to become, how she's going to surprise herself, the viewers, because it is gonna happen, I think, because that's just what happens if you join Drag Race. So overall, very excited. Also very excited to have her sa ating viewing party sa episode 4, The Snatch Game. Excited to see how she performs. And then ang ating last for this week.
Speaking of complex characters,
mm-hmm.
This girl... let's say her name. Let's not act like she's Lord Voldemort or something. Let's say her name. Verushka Levels has been the talk of the town even before the show started airing officially. We're getting a lot of different sides to Verushka, which I think if we get a supercut of her, is quite self-contradicting, to say the least. I don't know how to completely feel about her. Well, not just her win. I mean, her win is highly contested so far. I guess from like, let's look at it from like a storyline, producer, story writer standpoint. She had this rivalry with Ovicont established in their first episode. So, you know, Ovi getting that trash critique and then Verushka getting a win. I think it was a little bit of firewood. Parang, it was, that decision was a little incendiary to, you know, have a bit more flame in the episodes to come. But what I don't know how to feel about her, more specifically, is in Untalk, na parang, she's the pot stirrer. She's the pot stirrer of this group, at least for that episode. And there was a moment na, the way she brought it up to Kat-Kat, that Jade had said something, it was very like, oh, there's this other bitch that's like scheming and talking about you. Oh, ma'am, grabe yung sinabi niya sa'yo. That was the way that it came off to me. It was a bit, you know, medyo, it was pushing. It was pushing buttons. Her tone was very button pushing. And then, we cut to her confessional where she's like, oh, I think it was a conversation that had to happen, that needed to be had in this very specific moment right now. I don't feel apologetic at all about what I did. It left a taste in my mouth.
Yeah. And, you know, I echo the same things in terms of, like, the story part. And I feel like, unfortunately, I think it is distracting in terms of trying to judge how competent Verushka is as a drag queen. Because, you know, kung bakit siya kikinas dito, I think sa entrance look niya, she had such a compelling look na parang, oh, I'm very excited to see what this is about. But, you know, after being portrayed as maybe the weakest dancer sa group at that time, and then this time naman, the win being contested, I just wanna see more drag from Verushka, because I think the taste level is there. The makeup skills are definitely there.
Right now, she has a pretty good bite. I mean, of course, aside from the medyo flop performance of her and the girl group challenge and the, you know, very polarizing runaway moment from last episode, I think Verushka shows that she has a pretty good bite, but she also has this bark that isn't to a lot of people's tastes. Like, she has game, but she has so much talk about her game that isn't always what she's portraying, and that is what is rubbing people off the wrong way about her.
Yeah, and I just want that moment for Verushka na parang everyone will just shut up and just say, yes, tangina, ang galing ni bakla, deserve. Because I feel like she deserves that moment. Diba? Especially with all
the... sana magka-redeeming moment siya.
Oo. Especially like, sa Meet the Queens pa lang, cast announcement pa lang, there was a lot of controversy around her already. So it would be nice to just like, for her to just remind these bitches na parang, diba, sobrang galing ko. Because lahat sila, I'm sure, are capable of accessing that sobrang galing ko moment deep down. I mean, that's why they were cast in the first place.
Yeah, so exactly. I'm waiting for that. Hindi naman sila mapasok sa Drag Race kung wala naman silang galing na mabubuga. She's providing the great reality show aspect right now, but I want more of the competition aspect from her. And not like, all is fair in love and war and whatever, but not the shady competition side. I want to see her as a competent contestant and not just as a pot stirrer.
So excited to see how Snatch Game turns out for her. But that's basically it for our recap. Na iba ang format this week. We analyzed the edit, the evidence in front of us, how they're being portrayed. We tried to be as logical as we can be. So we are going to take a break. But after that, you'll be hearing na from our lovely interview with Hannah Beshi. So, see you after the break.
See ya! Mag-a-naman!
Okay, so eto na naman po tayo sa ating very special exclusive access portion of Bekeneman. Ang guest natin today, I think it is safe to assume na as the weeks go by, everyone is just falling deeper in love with this queen. So, Miss Chanel, if you can please do the honors of introducing our lovely guest.
Of course, today we have the pride of CGYYY, Miss Hannah Beshi.
Hey, hello, I'm Beshi. Welcome to the Ganymede Podcast.
Alam mo, I just have to say, I just have to give an appreciation na yung verse mo for Bogs, as the weeks go by, more and more, nagiging ano talaga siya, catchphrases. Sobrang memorable niya.
Correct. Tapos na ako sa amats ko ng nag-i-lig ka ba? Ngayon nandito na ako sa Hana Beshi. Beshi mo at ni Daddy, sabihin mo kay Mami na it's so good.
Alam niyo ba, may nag-ano, may nakita akong parang poll na sabi nila, kung may gagawin kayong ano, gagawin kayong alarm sa verses ng Bogs, anong gagamitin niya? Sabi nila, yung Beshi, kasi nakakagulat daw.
Correct.
Ganon talaga, may ganon siyang effect. So, first of all, kamusta ka? How has life been as a Rue girl? You're killing it in the content game. You're killing it in the live show game because we've just had you give us mic drop performances. Kamusta living like a true rock star?
Ang nakakagulat siya kasi it's not the life that I'm used to. Kasi back in CDO, nagpo-perform lang kami once or twice a month, ganyan. Dito, like, everything is go, 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 next week, go, next day, ganyan. So, parang, and you also have to keep everything fresh. So, parang, medyo nakaka-pressure siya. Ayun, ito yung pinaka-bonggang part na sa pagiging isang Rugal, yung parang yung pressure. Like, you have to be that bitch lagi. So parang hindi naman sa it's a bad thing, it's a good thing kasi you need to elevate every time, and so parang ganun siya, like nakaka-pressure pero I love it, ganun.
Actually, din yung isa kong tanong, parang you've been staying in Manila a lot lately, meron bang other time in your life na ganito kakatagal nag-stay dito sa Manila or ganito kakadaming gigs here?
Actually, last year 2021, di ba dito ako nakastay sa Manila, sa Ortigas. Kasi nagre-review ako for the board exams eh. Tapos dito din ako nag-work. Tapos last year kasi parang nagkahayatos ako for 6 months sa drag. Kasi nag-focus ako sa review ko. And then after nung review ko, na nakapasa ako sa RT, ganyan. Yung schedule ko, every month, balik ako ng CDO para mag-perform. Alam mo yun, kahit hindi nababawi yung TF ko, laban lang. Kasi for the love of drag. As in, like, kahit wala akong nakukuha, G lang kasi kung hindi namin sisimulan siya, walang mangyayari.
Correct. Honestly, may point talaga ganyan sa, like, I think for every drag queen, merong point talaga na pag nagsisimula ka, kailangan gawin mo for the love.
Yes.
Kailangan gawin mo for the passion. Hindi mo talaga pwede expect na mabawi mo agad lahat ng investment mo eh.
Actually.
And I think right now naman, you know, the world is opening up for you. More doors are opening na hindi mo na kailangan si Gia Gunn to do that. Pero meron kang mga nakuha mga gigs and we're just very excited to see the rest of your journey sa Drag Race Philippines. So, let's talk about the episode. The episode was a design challenge. Of course, we know that you are designly inclined. Designly inclined. You're designly inclined. So when you found out to start na it was a design challenge and you were working together with Tiny Deluxe, what were your initial thoughts?
Nung pagpasok ko ng Drag Race, yung kasi pa nang sinosort ko yung mga ano ko eh, yung strengths, yung weaknesses, ganyan. Pag alam ko na design challenge, feel ko, okay, safe ako. So parang hindi ako maliligwak nito. So nung pagkasabi sa amin na design challenge siya, medyo naging confident ako, gano'n. Like, yung nasa isip ko na baka I may not be the best, pero I know na magiging safe yung magagawa ko. Ganyan. So parang, gano'n siya. Like, hindi ako masyadong kinabahan. Nung nalaman ko na si Tiny, carry lang. Actually, carry lang talaga. Kasi hindi ko naman alam din na parang gumagawa si Tiny ng damit niya. So parang nasa isip ko noon, parang naging advantage ko na rin na gumagawa ako ng damit ko dito sa CDO. So parang, okay, like, feel ko I got this. Ganon.
Mm-hmm. And then, when you found out na actually, kalaban mo pala siya, lalo ka bang naging mas confident?
Ito pala, nung una, kala diba namin na magka-partner kami? Kung nakakita niya lang, sobrang excited kami dalawa. Oh my God! Go see you! Ay, gano'n. Nag-iisip na kami anong gagawin namin. Anong pakulo yung gagawin namin sa stage. Tapos nung sinabi sa amin na, shit, kalaban pala tayo, dahi. yung aura namin noon, yung hindi namin inisip na, bitch, kailangan kita talunin, ganyan, ganyan. Nung hindi siya nasali sa edit eh, yung parang chinika namin sa isa't isa na, sis, kung ang gagawin natin, magtulungan tayong dalawa. Kung sino man yung magiging bottom sa atin, dapat safe siya. Like, yun yung goal namin talaga. Yung double shanty yung goal. Ganon siya, dahi. So parang, all throughout na nag-design kami, nagtutulungan talaga kami, nagbibigay kami ng input, ganyan. Ayun, so, ito pa, Char, ang dami ko naman chichika. Ito pa.
This is the time. Oh,
that's
this
why,
is the
that's time.
Nagchichika, ayun na, nagsisimula na kaming gumawa ng damit, ganyan. Isang oras talaga ako nakatunga nga, dahil yung parang, ano, ano gagawin ko? So, nakikita ko na si Tiny, dikit na siya ng dikit, ganyan, ganyan. Ah, wala pa ako nagagawa. So, actually, nanambait din ni Tiny, so, eto, shoutout sa'yo, Tidy, kasi nung naghahanap na ako ng damit, yung dala ko kasi, di ba, the smartest thing to do is magdadala ka ng parang corset na bodysuit. Alam mo yon?
Base garment.
Na base garment, yes. Para magdikit-dikit ka na lang. So, yung madala ko pala, stretch siya. So, mahirap siya pag dikit-dikitin kasi pag na-stretch siya, masisira yung damit.
Yes.
Tapos wala kaming provided na ang tawag dyan, na body form na ka-size ko. Ay, meron naman, pero nakuha na ni Didi. Ganun. Parang, shit, anong gagawin ko? Sa lapag lang ako gumagawa. Tapos sabi ko, Lata, ini tuloy yung dala ko. Tapos may dala akong corset isa. Tapos naiwan ko pa sa hotel.
Ay, ay.
Tapos, shit. Tapos hulog na langit si Tiny kasi sabi niya, sis, meron akong isang corset dito. Maluwag lang sa'yo, gamitin mo na lang. So, ayun na nga, yung corset na ginamit ko doon kay Tiny yon. So, ayun, ganun kami nagtulungan, Day.
That's such a beautiful
kasi
story.
Tulungan kami doon.
Of course, like, aside from that, naging malaking part ka sa storyline ba? Or sa parang pagpapaiyak na episode na to? There were a few storylines that happened throughout the episode, but you were able to na-start mo na tong ma-discuss sa first episode pa lang na you're not out to your family. But in this episode, this is really where you got into parang your relationship with your mom after coming out, yung naging relationship niyo through drag. I guess take us to that time, parang nung time na na-discover pa lang ng family mo yung drag mo, what was that like?
Actually, hindi talaga nila alam na nagda-drag ako. Like, super. Kasi baka may isang time lang na nahuli niya ako nag-makeup. Ganyan. Kasi di ba uso nung mga pandemic na online, ganyan-ganyan. Masali sa mga Zoom-Zoom. As in, so, ayun na. So, yung kwarto ko noon sa bahay namin, sobrang liit niya. Tapos, so, hindi carry mag-makeup doon. So, nag-makeup ako sa sala. Ganyan, makeup ako. Day, lumabas yung nanay ko sa kwarto niya. Tapos nakita niya ako. Tapos tumago ako, day. Tapos nilak ko yung pintuan ng CR. Sabi niya, uy, iihi ako. Sabi ko, wait lang. Parang like, mga ganong moment, yung mga nahuhuli-huli, ganyan. Tapos parang nagugulat na lang yung mama ko na last year, uwi ako na uwi sa CDO, ganyan. Tapos pag Saturday, wala ako sa bahay. Ganon, Saturday, Friday, wala ako sa bahay. Tapos ang dami kong dalang gamit lagi. Ganyan. Kasi sabi ko, may photoshoot lang kami. Tapos ako yung mag-set design. Ganyan.
Set design? Oo, yung mga ganyan excuses.
Yung sinasabi ko, may assist lang. Ganyan. Photoshoot. Ganyan. Ganyan. So, parang naniwala naman siguro siya. Tapos nung sa Manila ako, iniwan ko yung ibang drag staff ko sa bahay. Parang feel ko nakita niya na kasi pag uwi ko ng CDO, naka-arrange siya yung mga gamit ko, dai. So yung mga drag outfits ko nakatupida, ganyan. Parang naka-sort na siya. So parang shit, alam niya na. So parang, then after noon, nung pumasok ako ng Drag Race, nung I got the call, sinabi ko sa kanya na, uy, natanggap ako sa isang reality show, ganyan. Hindi ko sinabi na baklaan, dai. Sabi ko, natanggap ako sa isang reality show, ganyan. Sabi ko, baka maging artista na ako, ganyan. Sobrang na-excite siya, dahil. So parang, pero hindi niya alam na drag yun, ha.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, di ba ako lang gumagawa ng damit, yung mga sisters ko, kami-kami lang. So parang, araw-araw, wala ako sa bahay, umuwi lang ako dun para kumain, alis, ganyan. Tapos parang, hinayaan niya lang ako. Tapos actually din, pinautang niya ako ng pera. sa preparation. Tapos hindi niya alam kung para saan yung pera na yon. Hindi niya alam kung para sa Drag Race, para sa mga wig, gano'n. So parang...
Or para sa kapuso mo, Jessica Soho.
So parang binigay niya lang talaga. Then nakaka-shock lang na parang feel ko na okay, parang alam na nila kung para saan to. Kasi nung pinaship na namin yung mga damit, nasa bahay kami ng kaibigan ko, nag-e-empake lahat-lahat. Tapos nakita na sobrang daming boxes, sobrang daming tela sa bahay ng kaibigan ko. And then, tinulungan nila ako maghakot ng mga box. Nakalagay sa box, pangalan ko, AJ Asi, aka Harabeshi.
Ayun.
So parang, ayun na, parang feel ko alam na nila. Then nung pag-uwi ko, after filming, Zay, nagulat ako kasi pinanood nila yung season 1.
Oh.
Pinanood nila yung season 1. Irintindi nila yung ano yung drag, pina-explain nila sa kapatid ko, ganyan. And hindi pa nila alam nun, di ba, na may jowa ako. And nung time na yun, jowa ako nakikipag-coordinate sa kanila, ganyan. Ganun. So parang, oh my God. And then nung pagbalik ko, nung binigay na yung phone sa amin, yung after ng jowa, tinawagan ko yung mama ko, sabi niya, sobrang happy niya dahil. Yung parang, kumusta ka? Ganyan. Congrats. Congrats siya. Parang, pagbalik ko parang naging iba yung mundo ko after. Yung parang sobrang aww, nabunutan ng tinik yung puso ko. Like, masasabi ko talaga na Drag Race, thank you so much. Kasi parang kayo yung naging bridge sa relationship namin ng mama.
Sabi niya, ano, Drag Race bringing families.
Yes!
So ngayon parang correct, mas naging open na ba yung discussion mo sa family mo about your drag?
Ito pa, oo. Sobra dahil like, sobrang proud na proud siya sa akin. Pinagkakalat niya lahat. Like, nasabi niya sa mga kaibigan niya, uy, nakasali yung anak ko, ganyan. Tapos pag bumibisita sa bahay namin, pinapanood niya sa TV dahil yung meet the Queens ko. Tapos nakakahiya na. Masyado na nakakahiya. Tapos nakakatawa siya. Tapos yung sa mga, kasi nag-work siya sa barangay. Like, parang sideline niya yung sa barangay. Ganoon. Tapos lahat ng kabarangay namin, alam na nila. Tapos,
cute.
Kasi yung parang, oh my God, gano'n. So parang, share siya ng share sa Facebook. So parang, sobrang iba niya. Tapos, pati papa ko ha, yung papa ko, sundalo kasi yung papa ko. So parang, shit, nakakatakot siya ng very life. Hindi pa alam ng, hindi pa ako nag-out sa tatay ko talaga. Sa mama ko lang. Tapos, nagulat na ako pagdating namin, alam na nila. Tapos pinanood nila yung Meet the Queens ko. As in, super, yung parang ginagawang, alam mo yung pagnanay, nanonood ng mga kung ano-ano sa YouTube. Yung pinapanood, pinapanood ng nanay ko, dahil spoilers.
Ay! Aray, super fan!
Ako, super fan na siya. Tapos,
super fan! Kailan
na nila si, ano, si, sila Miss Jane, sila Katkat, lahat ng mga sisters ko. Alam na nila, tapos kilala nila sila Marina, ganun, dahil. So parang, shit.
I love it. I'm sure may Reddit account pa yung
may Telegram na siya.
Oh my God.
Correct. That's, I mean, that's such as a wonderful you story.
Nakita ko din online nga na parang, actually, ako personally, what really touched me was your story about parang hiyang-hiya ka noong una to come out to your parents, to your mom. Kasi yung, that unspoken rule of pag bakla ka, kailangan magaling ka with everything else. And yung nung sinabi mo na natatakot ka mag-come out kasi feeling mo may invalidate lahat ng naging achievements yeah, of your family. Mm-hmm. That resonated with me and I think it also resonated with a lot of people online, lalo na mga queer Filipinos. Ano namang naramdaman mo sa reception ng fans mo so far?
Ano, actually, na-realize ko yung feeling na yun. Yung parang feeling na, shit, ginagawa ko pala lahat na para ma-impress sila. Kasi after nung nag-come out ko, parang dun lang siya nag-sink in lahat na parang, ba't parang linatakwil niyo na ako, ganyan. Kasi, like, ever since talaga, day, wala akong naging bisyo, hindi ako hindi ako yung parang bulakbol na estudyante, yung parang, alam mo yun, yung parang lagi ako nasa honors class, lagi akong nagiging achievement, ganyan. Yung parang ganun yung goal ko lagi, yung parang like the best kuya, the best na pinaka-panganay, ganun. So parang, nung nag-come out na ako, parang na-feel ko na wala na ba yun yung mga achievements ko. Like, guys, totoo lang, walang, konti lang talaga ginastos ng parents ko sa college ko kasi scholar ako. Parang, alam niyo yun, parang, like, uh-oh, hindi naman sa pag-aano, pero parang I made life easier for them, ganun. So parang, yung tas hindi naman ako yung tipong anak na hingi ng hingi. Like, pag may gusto ako, parang pagtatrabahuan ko siya, ganyan. So, parang, yun yung pinaka, ano ko, yun, parang, like, parang, for the lack of better term, like, I want to be the perfect child sa parents ko. Tapos, nung time lang na yun na nag-come out ako, parang nag-iba siya. Like, hindi kami nag-uusap, hindi na ako binibigyan ng baon, lahat, naging working student ako, die. Kasi parang I have to sustain myself kasi wala akong baon. Ganun siya. And then nung nakita ko yung mga comments ng mga tao na madaming nakaka-relate sa akin, parang tama yung sinabi ko na parang naging problema siya ng mga bakla. Kasi parang yun din napapansin ko eh. Yun din napapansin ko lagi. Like, bakit pag sinasabi ng mga tao na ito matalino pero bakla siya, ganun yung parang ito parang ganito siya pero bakla siya. Pero may sinasabi na bakla pero mayaman. Ganun parang alam mo yan, parang dapat may pero, laging, parang kailangan kang may compensate lagi sa pagiging bakla.
Kailangan mo i-negotiate lagi yung queerness mo.
Oo, ganun. So parang kinatatakutan ko yung parang gusto ko din i-address nung time na yon. Kasi yun yung goal ko na pagpasok ko din. Isa sa, aside sa manalo, yung goal ko din yung parang maging love letter to sa family ko na makita nila yung ano yung mundo na gusto ko, ano yung mundong kinagigiliwan ko. Kasi may time talaga guys na sinabi ng parents ng mama ko sa akin na kung parang high school ako nang sabi niya. Kaya din natakot ako mag-come out, sabi niya. Gina, magladlad ka na, sabi mo na kung bakla ka or hindi kasi kung sa college ka na magsasabi, papalayasin na kita. Ganun yung sinabi niya sa akin. So parang natakot ako, like alam niyo yung pag-come out ko, dai, pinaghandaan ko siya, naghanap ako ng bahay. Nag-apply na ako ng trabaho. Para in case na palayasin ba ako, may papupuntahan ako. Like, sabi ko yung kaklase ko na, Jay, if ever nang papalayasin ako, pwede ba sa inyo ako makitira? Tapos, may trabaho naman na ako, ganyan. Like, ganun ako nag-prepare sa time na yon. And, buti naman, hindi ako pinalayas. Buti naman, like, in fairness naman sa mama ko, like, malambot rin yung loob niya sa akin. Ganon. And then, like, it took her time to realize na parang it took her time na i-accept yung kabakla. Parang
yeah, I'm just happy na like you get to rewrite the story na ngayon. Especially kung tipong para momager levels na siya na tipong siya na yung nilalaho ka na ng nanay mo sa barangay levels, ganung level na.
I'm also really happy that you get to tell this story kasi I think maraming nakaka-relate. I think it's a very important story in the context of being queer Filipino, and I think it just adds so much more richness to your time on the show na marami kang na-touch na puso na ganun.
Gusto ko lang sabihin last na sa mga nakikinig na to, sa mga parents na feel nila bakla yung anak nila, huwag nyo naman sabihin na ano, yung parang ay sa mga tao, pwede bang ano, maging bakla ka lang, hindi bakla na ganito, bakla na ganyan. Yung parang alam nyo yun, like, kasi may sinasabi yung mga tao na di balit na bakla ka basta mag-aral ka lang na mabuti. Bakit ba? Mga ganun. Like,
correct.
Please, we don't have to compensate our queerness to anything. Ganun.
Correct.
Correct. So, thank you for that. That is the gospel according to Hannah Beshi. So, let's go back to the competition. So, the design challenge, we saw what you created, you saw how our viewing party crowd reacted to it. Talagang, like, visceral reaction, nagsitayuan sila, nagsigawan sila. But in that moment, when you guys were about to walk down the runway, kita mo na yung suot ng ibang mga bakla. Nag-expect kang manalo, no?
Sa totoo lang, ito yung sakit ko eh. Like, ito talaga yung sakit ko. Alam to ng mga kaibigan ko, ng mga jowa ko. Like, parang, hindi ko nakikita yung galing sa sarili ko. Alam mo yun, like, parang, I'm always at awe or in awe at someone else and never of myself. Ganun talaga lagi. Yung parang nung time na yon, shit, feel ko magiging bottom ako, ganyan. Sa totoo, walang
eme.
Feel ko ganito. Tapos, nung hindi lang siguro pinakita na every time na kapag tinawag na safe ako, sobrang, oh my God, hindi ako makapaniwala. Ganon. Parang ganon siya. Hindi ako super confident nung time na yon. And sobrang happy ako na naging safe ako. Ganun. Tapos, nung time talaga, like, at that point of the competition, na sobrang aga. Like, My, yung goal ko talaga, Day, is to be honest, hindi ba nalo nung time na yun, gusto ko lang maging safe muna. Like, I want to live another day. Kasi, naging bottom ako last week eh. Yung parang ganun.
Actually,
correct. Oo, ganun yung feeling ko. Yung parang, gusto ko lang makatawid sa episode na to. Gusto ko na matapos. Like, para makaano lang, ganyan. So, parang, yun yung goal ko nung time na yun.
Well, I hope you see that you are such an awesome artist. I mean, it doesn't get more authentic than the natural reaction of a viewing party audience. Diba? Wali nila iniisip, basta nagre-react sila bigla. So,
it was a really good comeback episode for you. Parang inya, after having
fuck
been
yeah.
in the bottom two, almost going home on your first day at Drag Race, sobrang gandang comeback nung you got a high placement, you got a really important storyline, you got praises from the judges as you should. It was a really good episode for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see the look in person. I hope dalhin mo siya soon.
Buhay pa ba siya?
Ito siya.
Buhay pa ba siya?
Gutay-gutay na siya, Zay. Like to, alam niyo yung parang hindi ko talaga in-expect na sobrang magagandahan yung mga tao. Kasi like, after namin siya suotin, ganun-ganun ko na siya.
Oh my God. So, nagmo-motion po si Hannah right now na tiniklop-tiklop na po.
Ang nalok pa, like when nung nasa backstage tayo, during Untuck, nung lahat tayo mga nagbibihis na, kakarating lang din ni Marina. And like sabi pa nga ni Marina sa'yo, it was very something that she would wear. As in, the silhouette. Ang ganda talaga.
Thank you.
Diba? Ganon. Okay, so now we have to talk about Untuck.
Yes.
We can't do this interview without talking about Untuck because it was heavy. It was a lot. For some people it was uncomfortable to watch, but for people who like dramas or reality TV show, maybe it was gripping. I don't know kung nasan kampo ka. But we're not gonna talk about like whose side you were on or kung ano yung nangyari sa kanila. Ano yung parang hindi tayo maki-involve doon kasi story nila yun. But I want to talk about what was happening from your perspective, especially now na nakita mo yung edit na medyo siguro you were able to connect the dots na, oh, this is why this particular person reacted this way. But take us through what you were observing in the moment.
Noong time na yun, parang nakita niyo naman parang nag-uusap pa kami ni Matty. Nag-uusap kami ni Matty, like iba yung topic namin. Tapos, like, nung nalaman na lang namin na si, parang may chinichika si Virushka kay Katkat. Like, patapos na. And then, yun yung time na parang kinonfront na ni, ang tawag dyan, ni Katkat si Jade. Like, doon ako na, shit, ano nangyayari? Ay, sabi nga ni Arizona, nagkamauyan sila. Parang gano'n.
Oh
parang,
my God.
Parang, shit, ano nangyayari? Tapos, sobrang kinakaban ako noon. Like, kaya din ang maraming nagsasabi na bakit daw walang nag-step up nung time na yun para paghiwalayin sila or like, parang gano'n sila. Kasi nung time na yun, ayaw namin sumabat. Kasi parang nasa-shock kami. Kasi first time na makita si Katkat na gano'n kagalit. Oo. Tapos, nung time na din na yun, parang na-realize ko din na bakit si Virush kayo nag-chika noon. Kasi kaming lahat, pati si Mati, pati sila, sino yung mga kasama ko doon. Yun ang expect namin, si Jade yung mag-bring up noon. Or like, yung kung pagkasabi man is, Katkat, may gustong sabihin si Jade sa'yo. Kahit ganun lang, hindi yung, uy, ganito ganyan, binuli ka daw, ganyan, ganyan. So parang, pero after noon, like, sa conversation na yun, parang na-realize ko na sobrang misunderstanding talaga siya. Like, nasa isip kasi ni Katkat na parang, binuli niya si Jade.
Pinag-usapan na siya, oo.
Yung pagkadating kasi sa kanya, binuli niya si Jade. Yung kay Jade naman is, hindi siya binuli ni Katkat. May ginawa lang si Katkat na parang pa-joke-joke. Yan, joke-joke natin, ganyan. Pero nung paghihiga niya, naalala niya lang. So parang gano'n. Like, hindi siya kasalanan ni Katkat. Parang naging ano lang siya. Parang naalala niya lang yon. And then, gusto niya lang sabihin kay Katkat yon na gano'n. Pero nag-escalate siya to the highest degree na nagsigawan na sila. So, ayun na nga, nung time na yun, hindi ko din masisisi si Katkat kung ba't siya nag-react ng ganon. And hindi ko din masisisi si Jade kung bakit siya parang na-shock, na state in shock siya na hanggang to the point na iiyak na lang siya, tatahimik na lang siya. Kasi when you are on her shoes nung time na yun and may tao na kinonfront ka na sobrang galit, hindi mo siya, ang hirap niyang sabayan ng galit eh. Galit, alam mo yun? Kaya napaiyak na lang si Jade. So, ayun, yung parang misunderstanding lang talaga siya. Yun yung pagkakaintindi ko.
I think as we've had some time and distance from the episode, I think mas ganun na siya naalala ng tao, mas blown out of proportion. Because may mga, merong mga, let's just call it, there were things that were lost in translation. To put it diplomatically.
Actually, yun yung pinatatakutan ko eh, na baka mag-take sides yung mga tao, like, may isa sa kanilang dalawa ni Jade, ma-villainize, ganyan. Yun yung kinatakutan ko kasi I care for the two of them. And kinamusta ko sila, ay si Katkat lang pala yung kinamusta ko kasi nakachika ko naman si Jade the long game party natin. Parang sinabi ko kay Katkat na parang okay naman. Like, buti naman na hindi ka masyadong binabash na mga tao. Like, hindi sila nag-take sides sa kahit sino sa inyo. Like, naiintindihan ka ng mga tao eh. Like, alam nila kung ano yung nangyari, na-understand nila. So, yun yung importante dahil...
Correct. So, let's leave it at that because we just wanted to hear from you. We don't wanna react to it anymore because we don't wanna... Again, we don't want things to get lost in translation. Yeah. But we'll talk about the other thing that happened in Untucked, which is like the OV of it all. I don't entirely remember you parang having... like a lengthy conversation with Ovi or trying to parang be there for her. But if you wanna say anything that we didn't see, how you remember it, now parang we're giving you the floor.
Papanoorin niya yung antak. Inalikan ko yung kamay niya dahi kasi nahahawak sa kanya. Like, wala akong, di ko alam kung paano siya i-comfort nung time na yon. Kasi yung parang feel ko din nung time na yon, hindi pa kami sobrang close ni OV. Yung parang nagsisimula pa yung relationship namin. And so, like, the least I can do is parang hawakan lang yung kamay niya tsaka parang kinis ko lang yung kamay niya. Parang ganon. And then, nung time na yon, hindi ko inisip na ako yung person na magko-comfort sa kanya. Kasi may mga other people siya na mas close eh. Yung in-expect ko talaga si Jade kasi BFF sila sa labas. So parang ayoko namang mag-step up na hindi, like, sa isip ko na like there's a best person to be with her at that time. Kaya si Jade, hinayaan ko na sila na sila na yung gumawa. No? Kaya tahimik na din ako, wala akong ginawa na kung ano-ano. Like. Pero naintindihan ko yung nafe-feel niya nun, yung time na yon. Tapos, ayun, like, it was great to see her, hindi naman great, parang makita yung vulnerable side ni OV na may feelings din siya kasi she has this very hard facade. Yun yung first impression ko talaga sa kanya. Matibay, matigas, walang inuurungan. Pero nung time na nakita ko yun, parang nalambot yung puso ko sa kanya kasi, ay, tao din pala to. Ganon. Like, this OV cunt figure, umiiyak din pala siya. So, dun ako parang, eto, like, I love this bitch. Dun ko parang, shit, mahal naman ko nung taong to. And then, after nun, buti naman na parang nakabawi siya. Actually, na-shock talaga kami na lumabas siya. And for me, kung may sasabihin mo ng mga tao na parang she's doing it for the cameras, ganun, dahil hindi. Kasi kung nasa paa ka niya, ganun din mangyayari sa'yo. Kasi sabihan ka naman ng ganung mga words, di ba? Yung parang kasi OV has this reputation na like, I'm that bitch. Tapos sasabihan ka ng ganun and then rock bottom agad. Kaya understandable yung ginawa.
Alright, so that was a great, quite polarizing, eventful episode.
Yeah.
But, you know, as the representative of CDO Drag now to the masses, I wanted to talk to us a little bit more about CDO, the drag scene in CDO, your sisters, sino ba dapat naming abangan? Because I'm pretty sure you have put CDO Drag on the map.
Yes, thank you. Ito siya, masasabi ko talaga, CDO Drag is very young, pero may ibubuga siya, promise. Like, dinala ko si Ovi doon sa CDO, and the shock ako kay Ovi kasi, alam niyo naman, si Ovi, social, ganyan. Saucy-saucy. Pero dai, nakipag-inuman siya ng ano, ayoko sabihin yung brand, pero nakipag-inuman siya yung parang kalya-inuman na vibes.
Correct, yung kanto lang.
Love it.
Ganun, tapos inumaga kami. And then, sinabi nga sa akin ni Ovi na, bakla, love na love ko yung CDO girls. Ganun, like, so sobrang love niya sa CDO girls, may binigyan siya sa amin ng isang damit. Ganun.
Love it.
Pusa yun na yan. Gira na yan. Sinasabi niya na Nakshi, ganyan. Like, tapos sa CDO, parang, kung makikita niyo sa akin, may, like, ito yung one thing na, parang pinagkaiba ng CDO drag sa iba, napansin ko lang is, sa amin dapat may atake lagi. Ganun. Parang, bakit hindi pwede magsayo lang ako, galan. So, kasi, so parang, ganun siya. Like, most of us, parang, pinag-isipan yung performances, ganyan. And then, sinabi to ni Obi sa isang interview din, nagulat nga ako kahapon, like, parang may mga shoutout siya na CDO girls na she wants to see on Drag Race. And sabi niya, CDO drag is young but they are TV ready. Ganun sabi niya, dai. Yes. Kasi
love it.
Like sa CDO, sa house ko din, parang yung goal namin is yung brand ng isa dapat ma-hone niya yon. And kasi you have to be unique eh, para sa amin, yung parang sa sobrang dami na namin ngayon and thanks to Drag Race, sobrang dami na nagiging drag queen, sobrang dami ng gusto maging drag queen. You really have to stand out. And kaya nung time na yon, ay yung sa amin, sinasabi ko sa kanila ng mga sis, kailangan na may branding tayo. Like, ganito ka, you're known for doing this, you're known to be this bitch. Uh-uh. Like, kung sa amin, pag sinabi mong ganitong pangalan, sabihin mo na, oh, Maharlika, ay, burlesque yan.
Yes.
Yana, ay, shit, stunt girl yan. Si Miswa ay bitch, the Oriental Princess. Galil-galil. So parang, sinabi mong Clementine, ay ano yan, baby girl, like, doll effect. Ganun. So parang, ganun kami sa CDO. Like, hindi kayo mauubusan ng, ano, ng menu. Like, parang kaming menu na andun lahat. Shit. So parang,
kung ano yung taste na gusto mo, kung ano flavor, gusto mo makuha mo
ganun.
And
sobrang happy din ako kasi sa CDO, hindi siya, kasi pag nakapunta ko sa ibang lugar, sa mga regional places, ganyan. Parang nalalaman ko na nag-aaway-away sila. Ganon. Sa amin sa CDO, sobrang dami namin, pero community kami. Like, natutulungan kami. Like, sis, pwede ba akong magpatulong sa'yo gumawa ng ganitong damit? Natutulungan kami, pumunta kami sa isang bahay, dun kami gumagawa ng outfit kami lahat. So, ganon siya. Like, I super love the CDO girls and I hope na next season of Drag Race, there's gonna be one or two Kagayan de Oro girls.
Kasi, yes!
Bitch, if you're gagged by Hanabeshi, mas magagag sa kanila.
As someone who's been following a few of the CDO girls for a while, alam mo yung matagal na tayong mutual sa IG. As someone who's been following some of the CDO girls for a while, yung drag na CDO, it reminds me talaga of like, of the core love of doing drag. Yung parang, dahil gusto mo lang siyang gawin, gusto mo lang i-express yung sarili mo. And, you know, parang sa inyo, hindi naging limitations yung resources, hindi naging limitation na parang wala nga kayong drag scene beforehand. Ginawa niyo siya kasi gusto niyo siya.
Yeah.
And you keep doing it because you love it and you hone your craft. Like, girl, sobrang polished ng CDO girls.
Thank you.
Just from like, from an outsider perspective. Kasi, mahal niyo yung ginagawa niyo eh. Mahal, like, there's love in every detail that you put in. And I'm so excited that there's gonna be more attention put into your drag scene.
Shout out sa mga sisters ko! Shit! House of Lanea, hello, hello! Pwede ko silang i-mention isa-isa. Six lang, anima lang naman sila.
Of course!
Hello, kay Maharlika, Jordi, Lavisha, Bayhala, kay Jor, ay, siwa nga, kay Miswa, and yung baby girl namin na si Clementine Dios. Yes. Baby girl namin, senior high pa siya dahil. Tapos, sa house namin na walang, hindi ako talaga yung mother. Yung parang, leader lang ako, parang sisters, ganun yung feel namin. Hindi siya, uy, mother, ganyan. Like, yung, kung may anak man kami, yung pinaka-baby girl lang namin. Ganun po.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Hanabeshi. Maraming salamat. We will see you sa aming Snatch Game viewing party this Wednesday. We still have tickets for that. And I think it's safe to assume that we will most likely see some of your CDO sisters sa show namin.
Oh my God! Yes!
For that day to come. Okay. Love it. Love it. So that's it. Maraming salamat, Hanabeshi. See you soon and enjoy the rest of your run. It's a magical time for you as an artist and as a reality TV star.
Thank you. Back in the bed, back in the bed.
And that is it this week for Bekeneman Pod. Ibang format, mahabang interview with Hannah because ang dami yung shinera na nakakatuwa.
Maraming salamat po for listening. May tickets pa po kami sa aming episode 4 viewing party Snatch Game featuring Angel Galang, Taylor Sheesh, Captivating Katkat, Ovi Kant, Hannah Beshi, Matilda, Mick Chanel, and I think nandun rin po ako.
Baka nandun rin yung Baus Rufo kasi balita ko sikat daw yun sa TikTok eh.
Yes, so don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Follow us on Beckenamen on Instagram at @BeckenamenPod. We're launching a very exciting online contest soon. I guess we already have the go signal to make hints about it. But you're gonna be hearing more of us. Ganun po talaga pag professional clout chasers.
Correct. Go, go, go kami sa contest na yan. You know, follow us on our socials to hear more about that very, very soon. When you talk about us, when you talk about the viewing parties, when you talk about the podcast, don't forget to use the hashtag BeckenamenPod. I am at mix.chanel on Instagram and at mixchanel on Twitter.
And I am, hey, it's Baus on TikTok and Baus Rufo on Instagram. We'll see you next week, y'all. Bye!
Goodbye! BeckenamenPod!